one of the most difficult tefillos to understand in the davening of Rosh Hashanah is a line in front of the, right next to the beginning of the Chazara of the Shliach Tzibur. The Shliach Tzibur has a line that is, we don't say it most in the piyut, but it goes, Afatenu b'sheifa, I will seduce or deceive HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the sheifa. Something that is so difficult to comprehend. On Rosh Hashanah is a day we call HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ka'ato Lekim Emes V'Tvaruch HaEmes V'Kayim La'at. We refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Emes itself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Choysim is Emes. It says La'yikin L'fanecha Dei V'Shkarim, that someone who speaks deceptively, falsehoods, is somebody that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not tolerate. So what is it exactly that we're referring to? I mean, what does it mean we're going to be mefat HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The truth be said, that it's not something that is a taina only on the tefillah. It's really Chazal. Chazal say that Asher Omri Desua. So Chazal asks, aren't there many nations that know how to blow a trua? Trua is not unique to Klal Yisrael. So what's the Asher Omri Desua? So Chazal say, Asher Om Hayyidim Lefatris Es Beirom the trua. Fortunate is the nation who knows how to be mefat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how to deceive, seduce HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the trua. So the nusach of the yoiches is really built on Chazal. What does it mean that there's something about yodim lefatos of Torah? Contrast with a pasuk that speaks about the ultimate and the evil of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of Klal Yisrael to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a perek that speaks about it's Tilamayin Ches, Lamed Ches, and it speaks about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's it speaks about Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it says that they were in the Midbar. They lied, they deceived HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and with their tongue lied to him. What does that mean? It says, V'libam le'nochen imoy, their heart wasn't with him, v'lonemnu be'brisai, and they weren't faithful. The bris, rachim chavav, and still HaKadosh Baruch Hu chavav. So it says, v'yifatu b'fihim moshen le'chazolo, that's the most terrible thing you can do, is v'yifatu b'fihim. So what does it mean, v'yifatina b'sheifa? And what do Chazal mean? That asha that a yoyim lefat is his boro. We find by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a hanhaga that's also called pitu. And that Hagar HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's called Pitu is a pasuk in Hosea. It says about Klal Yisrael, that Klal Yisrael is Mezane, and therefore, so Klal Yisrael is great from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, L'chein hini anoichi mefatiha, I will go and seduce Klal Yisrael, l'achti amid bo v'dibad v'libo. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu has an Hagar that's called mefatiha, also Pitu. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is emes, and he despises Klal Yisrael because it says vayifatu b'fihem, or shayim yichaz v'loy, so what kind of anhaga is it, klavi Klal Yisrael, that it says that l'chein hi anoichem yifatiha v'lachti amidu v'divat elibu? One more place where we find actually Chazal point out a contradiction in terms of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's faithfulness to Midas Emes. It says that the pasuk says, "Kashem alekeichem olakel lekim b'avin habedim." The pasuk confirms, "Hakel hagodol hagiba v'neira ashalo yisa ponim b'likach sheichad." HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not show favoritism, does not take shochad. So Chazal asks, Ayat says, Yisa Hashem Pana Velecha, it's a bracha that Kohanim give us every day in Eretz Yisrael, that Yisa Hashem Pana HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bless upon him. So Chazal answer, well, V'chi loy es upon him l'Yisrael, that the machmir on themselves, I said, and they're even going to the bench even on a kezias or the beitza. Those are one and another example is they mach on themselves with damnida. So, what are Chazal answering? They're distinguishing between, they're saying, well, I should be noticed upon the Kaddish soul because they're doing this and this. Does it mean they're very big tzaddikim because they're doing that? So then, Midas Hadin allows for it. In other words, if this tzaddikis that they're doing is something that outweighs the averis that they're doing, so we're back to square one again. So this is the right for halach. This is the right din, and that's where it should be. So it's not called nesias ponim. If it's nesias ponim, it means that even with this mitzvah that they're doing, this extra bit and piece is not something that they deserve to get more for it. So how do we understand it? In the world of in the word pitui itself, there's a very fascinating machlokas about what the nature of the word pitui means. Rashi says that it's a type of lobbying, convincing someone to do something. Ramban says, yes, that's absolutely correct, but it includes the element of sheker. It includes the element of lying. It has to be when it's a lie. But there's a safer predecessor from one of the Gdolei Poland of the pre-war door, a tremendous safer, where he brings dozens of rayas that pitui cannot mean only sheker. He brings a fatena b'shefer. He also brings a taz that speaks about a girsi had misratze berachmim mispais b'sachnunim. Somewhere it said mispate b'tachnunim, and there's a question if you should say it or not, and goes back and forth on it. But at any rate, it's a question whether pitui includes the element of shek or not. L'chura, it does. In other words, if I tell somebody dvarim shel tam, if I tell somebody is supposed to do good and right, that's called musr. That's called there's no element of pitui to it. That's I'm telling you the right thing to do. When I give somebody musr or even positive musr to do the right thing, why would the word pitui be used? What's the inyan of pitui over here? So I think we need to understand a little bit some of the amkus of this in of Peter. There, it deals with a certain deep nekuda in how a person's ritzonos come to fruition. A person has a rutzen, and that rutzen concretizes itself into a certain tangible form. I come along and I try to take him away from that, from the form he's chosen. I can do it in two ways. let's give a muscle and we'll understand it much better. Let's say I decide I need a truck. I have the boulders that need to be carried from point A to point B, so I need a truck. I walk into a store and I say I'd like to have a truck and to carry boulders from point A to point B. And the person says, you know, trucks look horrible and they're ugly, they're expensive. I have this lovely sports car. Look at the color, it's so much nicer. Look at the bells and the whistles and the leather seats. And you really want to buy X instead of Y. That's an example of P3 that is, what it's doing is moving the person away from his from Rutzen A to Rutzen B. So what I'm doing is I'm actually substituting an item for your item by invoking an exterior Rutzen, and in a certain sense, what I am convincing to do is falls to the original intent. You intended to get yourself something to move things from point A to point B, and you're being sold on something that is colorful and cool and whatever else you want. A second case would be when I come along and I convince you to buy, I say like this, listen, you want to move boulders where it would be, this looks like a big truck that can do it, but the suspension is too weak, really. It doesn't have enough room to hold it. The metal it's made out of is not a strong metal. What you want is truck B or crane B or whatever it is, which will give you the results that you're looking for. The point of that is, what I'm doing is, I am taking your Rutzen, I'm starting at your Rutzen, and drawing the line to the concrete realization of the Rutzen in a way that's compatible with what you really had in mind. So therefore, it's not Sheker, it's the Emes, it's a deeper Emes, so it's truer to the original intent. So you have the intent, the primary intent, as being the point A, which will determine if the hemshek of it is sheker emes, and you now have the hemshek of it coming as the practicalization of it, to which you can either have a something which is sheker to it, by moving you to a different result. The result of a sports car is false to the original intent of moving boulders from point A to point B, whereas getting this other make of truck is truer to that point. So we have a musig of pitui, which is, what pitui does is it substitutes a different result for the same Rutzen. Sometimes it's sheker, and sometimes it is more emes than emes. That's the machlokas, Ramban and Rashi, the nuances. True that most of the time it's used in the form that sheker, but in the not always. And sometimes adarava, it's a certain deeper emes than the other emes was. Let's understand the inyan of Lekicha Shochat, Nesias Panim, and we'll understand that in this context. It says HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not Nosi Panim, and yet he is Nosi Panim, because we're Machmer on ourselves and so on. Let's take an example and show a two-way street in that same level of relationship, whether a person sticks to the bottom end of it, in other words, the practical point, or to the deeper point. Let's take the marshal first, mitzvah, the person wants to be rat to the other. Imagine a person goes into a store, watch store, jewelry store. And he asked the person, I want the cheapest watch you have that will keep time and last at least a year. That's not an unreasonable request, not unheard of, and it's something that is no part of it's an appropriate type of request. On the other hand, imagine somebody walks into a watch store and he says, I would like to, I'm a chassan, I'd like to have a watch for my collar. I want the cheapest watch that will not cause the shidduch to break off. That's a very kind of unheard of and probably doesn't bode well for the shidduch as well. It's because it's in the wrong context. It's not about a watch. It's about what are you expressing with the watch. And sticking to the letter of the law, so to speak, is very, very counterproductive. Let's flip it around. Imagine a person who needs the watch has bought a watch and he was sold something not good. And it breaks after a week or two. It's got a broken watch, or the watch doesn't tell time at all well. He's stuck, and that's it. Imagine the other case. A person walks into a jewelry store, and he buys, and he asks him for the nicest watch possible for his collar. And he empties out his pockets and the last penny that he has, and after painstaking research and advice, he's decided that his collar likes X, and that's what he bought with the last penny of hard-earned money. And he presents it to her, and it's not exactly what she wants. But what would the result be if she understood the context of that he spent every last penny and did everything possible for him to do it? You would understand that would be extremely, it would be acceptable. That's the Yisupanim. It's a relationship deeper than the Diburim. In other words, if Klal Yisrael sticks to the halacha as halacha itself, then that's fine. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu repays in kind. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, well, I'm sorry to say you've got more averus, and that's that. You did the right things, but you did a lot of wrong things, and that's what we stick. That's a relationship. It's a business deal, and that's fine. But if Klal Yisrael goes out of its way, they don't say, well, I've eaten a meal, I guess I got a bench now. But their attitude is the opposite. I'm waiting to bench, and every time I've eaten something, I feel so strongly I need to reach out to Hashem and thank him, that even on a kizayis or kibetz I do it. Midrash Gis, they say, no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu feel that need is something wrong. Yes, there is a guideline of how big this and what the shear is, but I will stay away from it because I know how displeasing this to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So they've moved it up to a different rank. The Klal Yisrael has moved it to a relationship not on the level of practical, specific items and elements. It has to do about the deeper aspect relationship, and that is mutual. So pitui, so we've described as pitui being as follows. When a person is a rutzon, a primary rutzon, that produces a practical description of that rutzon, a practical solution to that rutzon, we can deal with the other person in terms of the bottom line. This is what you asked for. This is what you're getting. This is what I'm giving, and this is what I demand in return. Or we can try to relate to the deeper elements. and relate to the to what was your rutzen, because I want to do your rutzen. And if that's my attitude, then you relate back to my rutzen. In the relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it says the pasuk that we read of Vayifatuhu about how terrible it is that Klal Yisrael is mifata HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the pasuk says Vayifatuhu befihem of Lashayim Mechaz V'lo. They drayed a cup with words. V'liba lo nachimoy. When I try to sway somebody on the level of words and lashon, but not because the lev is there, that's a terrible thing. And that was part of the chet ha'egel. The Medrash says, Chazal say, it's tremendous, it says that Klal Yisrael once was chayte with Dibur, in Dor HaMidbar was chayte, their Dibur was correct, it said Nasav Nishma, but they got it wrong, but their heart wasn't there. And then there was a time, it says Le'ina Libam, that in time Chesiyah, I think it says, their heart was in the right place, but they didn't have the right words. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, let's be mitzar both together. There's a chazal that says about a chazan, when a chazan davens for the Amid, it says, it's going on a pasuk she'ashirim. It says, "Bidigler alai avosay." Kadosh Baruch Hu shone upon me, displayed upon me His love. So Chazal darshin, "Bidigler alai elu diluger alai be'ava." That when a chazan says, "Oyafti," I despise Kadosh Baruch Hu, I'm an enemy of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Instead of a hafti, I love Kadosh Baruch Hu. Is he not being mechayev megadif? To which the pasuk responds, to which Kaviyachol HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds, the luga alai be'ava, he's messing up the words, I accept that, my love covers me. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us there is an hugger that goes past the burin to the primis inyan based on where the person is coming from. So In the world of in the Yom HaDin, when we stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we realize that on the level of Diburim, on the level of Maisa, but we don't have what it takes to make it. Who can say that standing on his Maisim, he's going to make it? And therefore, defending ourselves with Diburim carries in itself an element of Sheker, carries in itself an element of Pitui, like the Pasuk says, that Chas V'Shalom, that they were Mefata with Befiyam, by Patu Befiyam, or Vashonim Mechaz V'Loi, but for Libel Lanach Nimel Lemri Brisa. That's going to be bad, detrimental. What we hope is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we reach into ourselves and we try to awaken a hanhaga vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu that is going to be it's going to be a deeper hanhaga. We're going to be fat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not because Chas V'Shalom and tell him we did do good or we didn't do good or we're doing a big mitzvah now, so let that be good. No, it's the koil shayfer is what Chazal say, that's the tikkun to the fatu b'divro, the fear. It's yes, today we don't have the right words to tell you, and we don't have the right mitzvah to tell you. The way in which we relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is positive. the Hanhagas Miuchadas we have in Sajmi Tshuva, where we mock the offerings, we're not the only mock it. It's not there to fake the other person. It's there in order to express what our real Ratzon is. That's why we now have the Kir Shefer is the Pchina of Pitui that's Emes. It's where we reach in directly Ratzon to Ratzon. We demand that the Anahaga, we don't demand as I put it, we move the Hanhaga and interact with HaKadosh Baruch Hu from a letter of the law interaction to an interaction of the Pnim, of Ratzin, of Ava, the Yisapanim that we demand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is reflected in the Yisapanim in the Yisapanim of our Meisim. And as we do our own Yisapanim, and that's our Hanhaga, we express that through Shefer. We are, quote-unquote, Mefatek HaShpach V'Shefer, a Pitui that is the positive Pitui. And like it says, Ashav Yedei Srua, other Umis know how to blow a Shefer. We know what we're expressing by blowing a Shefer. And our tefillah is that despite the fact that we're the loss for words, despite the fact that our words are jumbled and mumbled and don't know the right thing to say, the Biya Lenin to Nugenu, the Ava, the Tigla, the Ava, when we're in a mode of Shere Shema HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we're in a mode of expressing our love and Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds by not dealing with the words we're saying or the lack of words, but by dealing by the previous.